Pope Benedict sent a message at the conclusion on Friday of the Courtyard of the Gentiles, which ended its first encounter in Paris, France. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Speaking to all those who had participated in the Courtyard of the Gentiles through the technology of video messaging, Pope Benedict said that one of the reasons for this initiative was to encourage such feelings of fraternity over and above our individual convictions, yet not denying our differences, and to recognize that God alone in Christ grants us inner freedom and the possibility of truly encountering one another as brothers and sisters.
Pour qu'aujourd'hui reconnaissent qu'ils n'appartiennent pas à une religion, mais désirent un monde neuf et plus libre, plus juste et plus solidaire.
The Holy Father continued by saying that young people, believers and non-believers alike, had chosen to come together in order to meet one another and to discuss the great questions of human existence. He added that the question of God was not a menace to society, it does not threaten a truly human life, and it must not be absent from the other great questions of our time.
La question de Dieu n'est pas un danger pour la société. Elle ne met pas en péril la vie humaine. La question de Dieu ne doit pas être absente des grandes interrogations de notre temps.
Pope Benedict then said the challenge is that people build bridges between one another. Addressing in particular young people, the Pope stressed that it was up to them, in their countries and in Europe as a whole, to help believers and non-believers to rediscover the path of dialogue. Religions, the Holy Father said, have nothing to fear from a just secularity, one that is open and allows individuals to live in accordance with what they believe in their own consciences. Finally, the Pope called on all those gathered in Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, especially the young people who were non-believers, to open their hearts to the sacred texts. Let yourselves, he said, be challenged by the beauty of the music, and if you truly desire it, let your deepest feelings rise towards the unknown God. I'm Lydia O'Kane.